From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama set to deliver a historic speech to the African Union. President Obama Tuesday becomes the first U.S. leader to address the African Union, capping his five-day, two-nation visit to Kenya and Ethiopia. Monday, he met regional leaders to discuss South Sudan's conflict and held bilateral talks with Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn. The president said they had frank discussions about human rights, Mr. Hailemariam insisting afterwards, Addis Ababa is committed to improving human rights and good governance.
My government has expressed its commitment to deepen the democratic process already underway in the country and work towards respect of human rights and improving governance. We have reiterated once again that our commitment to democracy is real, not skin deep. We have both noted that we need to step up efforts to strengthen our institutions and build our capacity in various areas.
Mr. Obama urged Addis Ababa to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies Tuesday to discuss threats to its security posed by Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. Monday, the U.S. said it's working with Turkey on a plan to clear IS insurgents from northern Syria. A U.S. official told news agencies the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We continue to talk to the Turks about how to better cooperate along that border and against ISIL, and we'll continue to do that. I don't have any announcements today about what that's going to entail, but we are certainly cognizant of the fact that 2 million-some-odd refugees are in Turkey, and the Turks are carrying a heavy load in trying to deal with that.
U.S. officials of the joint U.S.-Turkey military cooperation will not include a no-fly zone. This is VOA News. The U.S. says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes on the world economy, leaving millions exploited. In its annual human rights report issued Monday, Secretary of State John Kerry called the exploitation modern slavery, brutalizing girls and women into prostitution, forcing many others into low-wage jobs.
Not only is this a fight that we have to attempt, not only do we have a responsibility to bring every aspect of our institutions, of our government together in order to push back and to educate and to make people aware of this, but it's a fight we absolutely have to win. It is a modern-day human rights challenge of enormous proportions.
Mr. Kerry says human trafficking and modern slavery is an industry worth $150 billion. He said this year's report needs to be a call to action and urge governments to strengthen and enforce their laws. The death toll is up to at least 13 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by the militant group al-Shabaab. Among those now listed as dead, a Chinese embassy staff member who was wounded in the powerful truck bombing. The hotel hosts several diplomatic missions and is a popular spot for lawmakers and reporters. Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed condemned the attack and vowed the hotel would be rebuilt. A shootout at a wedding late Sunday in northern Afghanistan's Baghlan province left 21 dead and several others wounded. It was apparently sparked by the assassination of a provincial police official. Authorities said most of the dead were wedding guests, but they said the bride and groom were safe. The Chadian army has reportedly launched a major operation against Boko Haram fighters who have attacked islands on Lake Chad. Chad has joined Nigeria, Niger, and Cameroon in forming a military coalition to fight the Sunni insurgent group. Reuters reports at least 16 have been killed in raids by Boko Haram, with the jihadist group suspected of kidnapping many others. Meanwhile, Cameroon is reportedly planning to send more troops to its far north region after several suicide bombing attacks in the regional capital of Maroua last week. South Korea announced Tuesday it's now virtually free of the deadly MERS virus that killed more than 30 and sickened hundreds since an outbreak was declared in May. The country has not confirmed any new cases of Middle East respiratory syndrome in weeks. Thousands have been isolated in hospitals and homes as the government attempted to limit the spread of the virus. The city of Boston now officially out of the race to host the 2024 Olympic Summer Games. Following local opposition to the proposed cost, the U.S. Olympic Committee now left with the prospect of coming up with an alternative by the middle of September to present to the International Olympic Committee. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.